At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As we dive into the DMs, competition can be a good thing, but maybe not when you're in a weird competition with your partner.
Yep, we got this message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me out here. Just got a rather large promotion at work that I've been working toward for a long time.
Congratulations.
At first, my fiance gave me a half-hearted congrats and insisted he was happy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of a few days, he became depressed, angry, and started taking jabs at me for no reason.
No.
So I finally asked what the issue was, and he admitted that he was jealous of my promotion. Now, he has a great job, and while I will make fairly more money than he does, I always have made more money.
Okay.
His job has predictable hours and much better benefits. But when he was promoted a while back, I was genuinely happy for him. I saw it as our success and not his.
Mm-hmm.
He sees this as a competition that he's lost.
Mm.
And it hurts a lot because I want him to be happy for me. I don't gloat or shove it in his face, but I think I'm entitled to celebrate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends are overjoyed. Even one who just got laid off with no job in sight is even happy for me. Am I wrong to feel hurt? How can't he see this is good for both of us?
Am I wrong in, I'm trying to remember seeing like psychology on relationships and remember seeing something where if the balance of income is equal, everything's fine. If the imbalance is in favor of the female in the relationship, then it typically is.
It causes problems.
It typically causes problems.
Yeah, I think it can.
I was going to say, not in every relationship.
Right.
But I think it the odds are there. So maybe that's what she's seeing there. And I don't know if I know what to tell her. Like,
she had like a really good point in the fact that when he got a promotion, you know, she saw it as not just a win for him, but it's a win for them as
right,
a team.
Right.
And that's kind of what she's trying to get him to look at it as is like, listen, you're my fiance. We have this life together. We're getting married. So everything good that happens to either one of us is a shared win. So, you know, when I make more money, we'll make more money. So this is a great thing. We need to be celebrating that. I think that, you know, when you put it in those terms, it's not a competition thing. You guys are now a unit, a team. So everything gets pooled in together.
Ray texts in and says, tell him to get over it. My wife has always made more money than me and I make good money. It all goes into the same bank account.
Absolutely. Yes. So yay. This is like the best news ever. And yeah, and if he is going to take this kind of an attitude toward anything good that happens to her in the future, and they could have some issues. So he needs to make sure that, you know, he knows he is supposed to support and celebrate and not be jealous of.
I mean, Chase texts in and says, my ultimate goal is to have my wife make enough money where I don't have to work and can stay home.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, same. Can I just say same?
Yes.
Or I can just decide to, you know, on my leisure, come in and do this radio show and not have to worry about it, like supporting families and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Just do it for fun. You know what? Just do a little podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, you know, So obviously we can't tell this guy how to feel, but maybe we can suggest to her, our listener, ways that she can impart, this is a good thing for all of us type
right.
of thing.
Right. It's, you know, just change his perspective. But, you know, she kind of told him already what we're telling her to tell him. So I don't know how else you reframe it other than the fact that, say, listen, you know, we are carving out a future together. We are engaged to be married, so that means everything is for us.
Well, and I think maybe you need to also point out if, and I realize you guys aren't married yet, but you need to point out the benefits that his income brings to the family.
Right.
And show that, look, you know, you are just as important as me when it comes to our lifestyle and everything that, you know, we bring to the table together.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like, I think most people nowadays have to have like double income to be able to afford the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I pay for the house and my husband pays for cars and the school and vacations and all the fun stuff and insurance and all other things. So, you know, I think when you lay it out to listen, we both contribute in lots of ways to this family that we are forming.
Yeah. And so you know,
we celebrate each other.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, show him that, hey, your income does this, this, yes, this, this, and this. And without it, we wouldn't be able to be where we are.
Exactly.
So,
and maybe they can afford, you know, a bigger house or whatever, a better wedding, better vacation, whatever they're planning. You know, they haven't gotten married yet, so I'm sure wedding and honeymoon are on the horizon. So maybe you can look at it like that too. This benefits us. It doesn't, you know, take away anything from you. It benefits us.
And you know, I think it's easy for us to say, "Hey, man up." Hey, you know, you know, but I think, you know, in his eyes, it's maybe a shot to his masculinity. And sure, I know I may be over dramatizing that, but maybe I'm not. And
I'm sure there's a lot of men that still kind of feel that way.
Where he,
they feel like they need to be the bigger earners.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he was grown up to believe that, you know what, he's got to be the breadwinner. He's got to be the one that brings home the bacon.
Right.
And is that, and you know, I was thinking, man, you know what, she just needs to like, celebrate him and buy him something real nice and be like, "Hey, look, you know, you're my sugar." But I was like, man,
but that might rub it in a little
bit more. I know. I was like, that may not be the best way to approach that. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I think we provided at least some good ways.
I mean, she nailed it herself. I mean, the way that she approached it with him, I think, is exactly what I would just tell her to reiterate, is that this is not a you versus me.
Yeah.
Let's see who can make more. This is an us.
Yeah.
So a win for you is a win for us. A win for me is a win for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. And you know what? If you can get over this before you get married, I think that's a great start.
I think, you know, yes. I mean, and I always highly recommend couples counseling to kind of talk about the major issues before you get married.
And money's
talk
one of
about
them.
Your approach to money.
Yep.
Talk about your approach to raising kids, you know, and where you see your future going. Make sure that you guys talk about the big things that so many couples, I think, don't talk about, and they get sucker punched with as they go down the line of their marriage.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck and congratulations on your promotion. And
that's great.
And you can buy Kelly and I anything you want. All right.
Yes.
You can. We can
accept it and celebrate you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Hey, good luck.